Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hello everyone. Hope you're safe and comfortable and healthy. We know these are extraordinary times. Many of you may be stuck inside your homes.
Yes, and we are reading this in office.
Practicing some form of social distancing even within the office. Anyway, we thought we'll talk about the thing which reigns supreme when physical contact is not possible, social media. But first, Sunit, just checking, have you heard of Bigo Live?
Bigo what?
Live, Bigo Live. Imagine TikTok, but live video.
Yeah, I know TikTok. Short videos, lots of drama, dancing and song.
Yeah, Bigo is kind of similar, but it's all live streamed video. No acting, not much at least.
I mostly just tweet. No clue about many of these video apps.
You should get on board, Sunit. You can easily become a TikTok star. Just learn to dance.
Yeah, Ajay. I'll learn a few moves. Why not?
Great. Anyway, Bigo Live. You know why I brought it up?
Mm-hmm.
In December 2019, when all these protests began against the Citizenship Amendment Act, Bigo Live asked its moderators to reduce the visibility of all videos involving protests.
Reduce visibility meaning? Like hide it?
Yeah. It instantly changed what 200 million Indians could see or perceive. 200 million people use Bigo Live. Eventually, the platform told its moderators to ban all content around the protests.
They're allowed to do that?
That's the point. As more Indians get online, the reality we get to see on social media matters. And a handful of people can change that quickly. Content moderators.
Or content mods.
Yeah, they decide what stays and what gets removed from social media platforms. And sometimes, this decision is super arbitrary.
I still don't get it. Are they allowed to do this? Aren't there guidelines?
There are, but these are all internal company-specific documents. And we, the social media users, do not know what's in it.
So, only these content mods sitting in back offices filled with rows and rows of computers know what's going on?
Yeah, that's why Prasidh, who is Mint's tech reporter, started reaching out to some of these people over LinkedIn. He spoke to nearly a dozen moderators over the last 1 month.
I was surprised to know that many of them are so young. The average age in the content moderation industry is less than 30, apparently. That's close to your age, Ajay. Some of them join even before finishing college. They decide what you and I get to see online or not see.
Yeah, and there has been such little attention on this world. There is the occasional outrage, of course, when someone's post gets taken down from a Facebook or a Twitter. But no one really knows what's going on inside.
Yeah, and a lot of crazy stuff goes on. Recently, there have been allegations that TikTok hides the content of, and I quote, ugly, poor, disabled users. Just this week, there have been reports about how Facebook was blocking posts about the coronavirus outbreak, even from legitimate sources like BuzzFeed and USA Today.
Yeah, and that one seems to be due to a rogue algorithm.
Even the content mods themselves aren't happy with the status quo. One of them Prasit spoke to actually said, "I don't know what brain made those guidelines. You can't question them." She moderates content for Facebook through its India partner Accenture. She has to clear roughly 6,000 images in a shift. When you do the math on that, it comes to about 4.5 seconds per image. That is the time these mods have to make a judgment call.
Wow, they must be superhuman robots.
Yeah, they clearly think they are treated like robots. One of them even described the work environment as a modern-day sweatshop.
And some of these rules on the guideline document are actually quite funny. For instance, any edible item that resembles human genitalia must be tagged as adult content.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just 10 or 15 rules, it's pages and pages of rules.
Yeah, one moderator at Facebook called it a policy Wikipedia.
But despite these seemingly vast rules, not all of which might make sense or even actually benefit users, the moderators are scored on how closely they stick to them. And if they aren't close to a 90% accuracy level, they are fired.
I'm not sure who actually benefits from this system. The social media app users are not always happy. The government thinks social media is just used to spread rumors, and the moderators themselves are not happy.
Some of them even suffer from trauma and post-traumatic disorder.
What, PTSD? Isn't that what you get if you have been in the middle of a war or something?
Well, many of these content mods witness a lot of violence, even life suicides, which is why they have to remove it so we don't see it. And getting therapy is such a taboo in this country.
Yeah, you're right. Some of these companies actually do hire therapists, I hear. And they're called wellness coaches, apparently. One therapist in a social media company said this job should not exist. It affects the mental health of these children badly.
Yeah, they're quite young. Less than 30, remember?
My worst discovery, though, from this whole thing was about the options in front of a content moderator after seeing an image or a video. They can approve it, ban it, and then there is a mysterious third option, a shadow ban. Meaning you can see your content, it doesn't seem like it has been taken down, but no one else can see it.
That's clearly not the worst discovery though, come on.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, likes are not everything. It's not the end of the world if one post gets hidden by mistake, I agree. But I just hope things improve, you know, for us, the social media users, of course, but also for the people sitting in front of a terminal approving our content.
I hope so too. Anyway, that's it from us. Do stay safe and calm. Panic doesn't help anyone.
I agree.
We'll get through this together.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being The Signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.